All right, we are back with another great guest. He's been on the show before, great friend of the show, great sponsor of the show. He's the CEO, founder, and the spiritual force behind Signature Analytics, and his name is Jason Kruger. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. Good to be here.
Jason, I saw you taking a lot of notes about all those percentages Don was throwing out.
That's right. Well, I was just, I was actually a little bit upset with you guys because this is the second time you've put me behind somebody else that's a lot more famous than I am.
Yeah. Well, it's a good lead-in for you, right?
He was Jim Lapley on his first show ever, right behind Jim. Giving us an Olympic update. I'll always remember that.
So everybody tunes in for them, and then they tune out when they hear it's me.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, Jason, just to refresh our listeners, because you haven't been on in a while, maybe just give us a little bit of background where you're born, raised, and schooled, and then a little bit about your career path. How about that?
Sure. Actually, I was born in the state of Iowa. So I'm a Midwesterner
heart,
but pretty much grew up in the San Diego area. Uh-huh. Went to school, college, and University of Arizona. Came back here and started my career in the accounting world, first with Moss Adams and with Deloitte and Touche here in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And about 8 years ago, started Signature Analytics.
Mm-hmm. So your expertise in college, your major in what, finance or accounting?
Both. Accounting and finance.
Okay, so CPA, right?
That's right.
Okay, and then...
Did you like your days at the Big Four, Deloitte?
I did. The experience was unbelievable. To be honest, when I first got into the public accounting world, I thought I'd go 2 years, get my CPA, and leave. Mm-hmm. Realized after 2 years of experience right out of college, I still didn't really know much of anything.
It's because they teach us nothing in accounting school.
So I, every year I just felt that I learned so much. And before I knew it, I had been there for 10 years. And it was it was about time for me to move on. So it was unbelievable learning and experience, but it was time for me to move on at the time.
So at the height of the downturn of the economic markets, you decided to go out on your own. Is that correct?
That's right.
Or at the low point.
Yeah, well, I started Signature Analytics, and 2 weeks later, Lehman Brothers decided to hang it up, and we were off and running.
They opened the opportunity for you.
That's right. So not the best timing, but things seemed to work out.
Well, now you were a CPA by training and profession, and then Signature Analytics. What inspired you to start this firm? Because obviously you're not your standard or typical CPA firm. Tell us what you do.
Sure. When I was working, being at Moss Adams and then Deloitte, we had the opportunity to work with a number of different companies in different industries, all sizes, from small, mid-size to Fortune 500 companies. And part of the theme that I saw in especially the smaller or mid-sized companies was the lack or the inability to properly use their financial information to really make decisions and to grow their business. Mm-hmm. The financial and accounting side of the business was being neglected. And in order to scale and grow a business and really, quote unquote, take the business to the next level, management has to have an understanding of the financial side of the business to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's where we come into play, is we really work with companies in that small to mid market. Typically, we work with companies that do not have or have the need for a full-time CFO, but they do need somebody that can provide that strategic financial support for their business. Mm-hmm. So we will come in, support them, help them identify metrics that drive their business, that are consistent with the goals of their business. And then we have the team below that we can leverage, a controller on down to staff accountant to support the other aspects of the business. So streamlining the ongoing accounting function, making sure that they are able to produce timely and accurate financial information, and then ultimately creating a monthly reporting package that management can use and sit down with the CFO, which is part of our team, to properly make the right decisions on cash flows, financing, improve profitability, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. And externally, CPA firms, while traditionally maybe associated with doing this kind of work, historically haven't. They've always been focused on looking at the backwards indicators, such as preparing tax returns.
And even though they might
seem theoretically to be in a position to help with these things, I would argue that most of the typical accounting firms, not only in San Diego, but nationwide, simply weren't providing much value here, correct?
That's right. And in fact, we have great relationships with accounting firms in town and nationally that they know that they don't provide the right type of value for these types of companies. So they'll bring us in, they'll recommend us to support their clients. And we obviously do not provide audit or tax services. And, you know, it's a very good collaborative relationship to be involved with.
Mm-hmm. Now, can you give us a startups? It's important because obviously, you know, rather than paying a high salary for a hotshot CFO to start with you, obviously working with you guys would be a lot more economical. Can you give us maybe a good success story of a local business where you've got them, help them get off mm-hmm. the ground and they're doing well?
Sure. Yeah, just a quick note is our team is full-time employees of our company. So we are not a staffing or recruiting firm. We take a team approach to every client that we work with to really leverage the skill sets at a cost point that truly makes sense for our clients. A
mm-hmm.
Number of our clients, they may only need 5 or 10 hours of a CFO to sit down with them every month.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true CFO work. The rest of the work, the bank recs, the drafting of the reports can be done by lower level individuals. So that mm-hmm. keeps the cost down. And they really get the higher level of expertise at a value point that makes sense for their business.
Yeah, I call CFO work any work that involves finance and accounting where you're starting right here in the here and now and you're looking forward as opposed to what I call historical, which is where you're looking backwards, more associated with controllers or just staff functions. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. As far as examples of companies that we've worked with, the highest profile would be a couple of breweries in town. We've worked with manufacturing companies, distribution, professional services, life science, and biotech.
Are you at liberty to disclose the breweries or maybe not?
Yeah, maybe I'll pass this time.
Okay, look on the website, folks. Signature Analytics. Maybe you could figure it out from there.
So, Jason, your demographics of your customers, the owners of these companies, do they tend to be younger, hipper owners who are into not using paper and using apps and so on?
Yeah, I think so. Traditionally, they want to grow their business, and so as a result, they tend to be a little bit more progressive in those types of things. The key criteria of companies we work with is typically that they don't have a CFO, but they need someone and they want to grow their business. And through that, they want to create efficiency. So they're typically ahead of the curve when it does come to technology and paperless activity, especially obviously the technology, the software companies. They're doing it for their clients, so they want to understand why can't we do it for ourselves as well.
You guys must have marketing expertise, obviously, right? To figure a lot of these things out, make these business decisions, or do you kind of collaborate with them on that
from a marketing perspective?
Well, I'm just saying, when you want to expand a business, mm-hmm. There's some considerations to things you've taken.
Joe, it's called outsource. That's
yeah, absolutely. I think when it comes to making those decisions on the direction of the business,
mm-hmm.
Having visibility on the cash flows. And the usage of your funds moving forward is imperative, and that helps to determine how much can I spend on marketing? Should I be hiring a sales guy? How much should I be paying and what should the comp plan be? All of those decisions are impacted through the understanding of the numbers.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, the typical counterintuitive result is a business owner says, wow, my business is just booming. It's growing just so dynamically. How come I have no cash?
Right. Exactly. That is a typical, and that's a great situation for us because if they are actually growing, in some cases they think they're growing and they actually aren't because they don't, because the numbers aren't accurate. But if they are actually growing, that's a great opportunity for us to come in and give them some simple tips and ideas on how to improve their cash flows,
mm-hmm.
Which is it can help drastically in the short term.
But what if they're about to make what you might think may not be a wise or prudent business decision in terms of a new brand or a new location or whatever? You don't get into that with them so much.
No, well, we'll walk through the financial implications of those decisions with the client. We'll give our thoughts on how to potentially move forward and different options. I don't think it's appropriate to say don't do this or do this. I think it's appropriate from our perspective to provide them with options.
Gotcha.
If you decide to go this route, then maybe you should consider this. If you
Wonderful.
Decide to go that route, then maybe this.
Great.
Speaking of options,
we're going to come right back with Jason Kruger, Signature Analytics, right after this. Hang on. right, we're back with the award-winning It's Your Money and Your Life, and we'll have some new awards to announce very soon. And this is the time where Richard likes to thank our sponsors.
Big thank you to our sponsors. Couldn't do this great show without our great roster of sponsors, in particular UBS and Michael Quaranta. In fact, I just saw Michael Quaranta from UBS at the Advanced Tax Planning Institute, which was hosted by another sponsor, the LG Experience and the Lombardi Group, helping wealth advisors make heroes out of CPAs. To the CPA's very best clients. Speaking of great CPAs, we of course have Jason Kruger with Signature Analytics, an absolutely great CFO firm, and more traditional CPAs, Polito Epic CPAs, Don Epic and Paul Polito up in San Marcos, California. Also our great friend Joel Grushkin with Cost Segregation Initiatives. Joel is helping real estate owners to improve their cash flow. Now with all this money that our advisors help you make, how about Geiger Law Office, Brenda Geiger? And her team of attorneys help people with asset protection and estate planning. And if you need a good place to store all this money, they just changed their name to Mechanics Bank because of a merger. We always have called them California Republic Bank with Sean Puckett and Lane Elliott. More on that in a show that's coming up in a couple of months. But they are now known as Mechanics Bank because of a really neat merger. Also, Hub International, formerly known as Mars Maddox Insurance, a great employee benefits firm. We got open enrollment coming up for a lot of companies by December 1. If you're looking to improve and enhance the value you bring to your employee benefits, to your team members, we highly recommend Hub International. Paul Hines, CEO of Hearthstone Private Wealth Management. And Paul, of course, also heads up the Senior and Safe.org initiative here in San Diego, helping to prevent financial abuse against elders. Also, a favorite mortgage broker, Nathan Watkins. Interest rates are remaining amazingly low. Maybe Jason Kruger can talk about that some more, too. So if you're buying or refinancing, Nathan Watkins. Carl Sheeler with Two Bears Ranch, great charity. Check out the website for more information, bringing equine therapy to veterans with PTSD. And, of course, Michelle St. Clair with Elite Lifestyle Management, helping people who have no time with all kinds of needs to save them time with the management of their businesses and their lifestyle. Elite Lifestyle Management. And if any of this is making you hungry, Joe, we can solve that problem too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Another great sponsor, Lestat's Coffee Houses in Normal Heights, University Heights, and now Hillcrest. Always open 24/7, 365, everything prepared on site. Delicious coffee, always crowd, a great atmosphere. And, of course, the Very Good Food Foundation puts on some great events throughout the year, great panels. We have one coming up in November on seafood, sustainable seafood. And we'd like to thank Michelle Ciccarelli-Lirac. And
we saw at the Obama event.
We did. And, of course, if anybody wants to know more about our sponsors, go over to iymoney.com. There is a sponsor tab there. You can drop down on the menu there and learn about any one or all of them. And I know many have been working with you, Richard, for many years, right, with great success.
Many right? years. In some cases, almost 30. And, of course, our website is maintained by the award-winning Courtney Lover.
Holtz.
Top X Graphics. Wait. I know it's now... Well,
Holtz, right?
Holtz, yeah, exactly.
Married. Yes.
She got married.
Yes.
But I just can't remember her last name. Pop X Graphics does an amazing job with our award-winning website. Thank
right.
you, Pop X Graphics.
And you can see all the awards there and even the new ones right on the homepage there. So
absolutely.
Anyway, getting back to Jason Kruger, Signature Analytics. Welcome back, Jason.
Thank you.
Jason, before we talk about your company specifically, can I just ask you one question about what's going on in the accounting world and profession?
Sure.
I've noticed there's a lot of outside competition coming into what was normally or traditionally associated with being CPAs. And for example, I don't know if you know much about a company called Indinero, founded by two grad students up in Berkeley who aren't even accountants, mm-hmm. who are providing, for example, dashboards and key performance indicators and all kinds of, you know, very high-tech solutions for companies who want to, you know, have access to better, faster, more important information, and yet they aren't even coming out of the accounting profession. Are you seeing a ton of competition from that direction too?
Yeah, we are seeing some competition. I think it's good. I think that there is a perception out there that accountants can simply push a button and the company gets all the financial information. It's a lot more manual than that. I don't think we're quite there yet as far as it goes, as far as the software goes and the ability to automate certain transactions. I think we're getting there and we're getting closer, but I think this is the beginning of that.
Mm-hmm.
Indinero, I'm certainly familiar with them. We've spoken to their CEO at one point, and you know, they're really providing value to a certain pain that businesses have, which is being able to see your financial information in an easily in an easy format, in a dashboard, and providing ongoing accounting services that are remote in nature and that ease the pain of the client. Some of the challenges that they may have is that the accounting has to be fairly basic, has to be fairly straightforward company. But, you know, they're going to continue to work through that.
Yeah, they have a lower end demographic than you do, without question.
Right.
But I think they're the tip of the iceberg in terms of how we're seeing this profession change.
Yep, exactly.
And I agree with you. I think it's a good thing. I think to the extent there's more competition, the consumer ends up being the big winner.
Right. And, you know, we can leverage
those
companies and that software to provide additional customized value to our clients. And that's what's exciting is, you know, we're looking for ways to automate how we provide services to clients, and with certain types of software and dashboards that are coming out there, the more we can leverage that, the more value we can provide to our clients as well.
Now, I know you got a really cool company on your own. Very high tech, very progressive. Certainly when we talk about things like the CPA firm of the future, obviously you're not a traditional CPA firm, but you guys have multiple offices. You've grown rapidly. And I know you've hired a new CEO recently too, right?
We did. Yep. Pete Heald. This is his week number two.
So, all right, Pete.
So hopefully he, you know, lasts more than 2 weeks. He came back for day two, which is good. I asked him, you know, I said,
exactly.
So you're going to be back tomorrow, right? So that's a good thing. Yeah, we got to a point where we've expanded into multiple markets. We have a great management team as it currently existed. We laid out the goals for the business as a whole and also for San Diego, and felt that my role in particular, there was more value in me continuing to focus on the growth of San Diego, mm-hmm. and the success of the San Diego market, mm-hmm. because of the relationships that we've established and I've established locally in town. But we needed to make sure that we provided the same type or more support for all of our other markets as well. And so Pete came into, we were introduced to Pete through a pretty exhaustive search. He's got a pretty significant background of working with and growing a construction management consulting company. Mm-hmm. He does not have an accounting background, which is actually a good thing.
Actually, that's a good thing.
Yep. And he's going to really drive the success of the other offices, ensure that we can drive universal processes. He's going to ensure that we are driving a culture that is uniform or consistent among the markets, a positive culture. And then any new initiatives that we have on the plate, and driving new initiatives, ideas, and then implementation of those initiatives. So I think it could be, you know, it's going to be a great, great win for us.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So let's give the website signatureanalytics.com, and let's just give the growth path.
The other markets, you know, we're heard up and down the West Coast because we have so many watts.
So you started here in San Diego, right, Jason? And then tell everybody how you've expanded. You're in about five states now. So tell everybody how it grew.
Right. So the focus has been obviously starting in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to raise an investment fund about 18 months ago that allowed us to expand and capitalize other markets.
Mm-hmm.
The key markets at this point are obviously Los Angeles, Orange County. We have separate offices there.
Mm-hmm.
We are looking to potentially expand, obviously, into more additional offices within the LA market because of the vast geography and traffic, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We're also in the Phoenix market. Mm-hmm. And then we have some smaller offices that we're trying to establish as well in the Denver market and a couple of others.
Mm-hmm. And then Seattle, I see, and then Texas, mm-hmm. Dallas and Fort Worth.
Right.
Colorado, I just learned today, only 42% are the original residents. I mean, there is a huge, you know.
Where is this, Joe?
I mean, Colorado.
Oh, Colorado, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole state is booming.
The state is booming, yeah.
I wonder if it has to do with the legalization of you-know-what.
Could be.
which is
interesting.
Probably happening here.
Yeah. It's interesting going out there in Denver. There is a lot of talk about the cannabis industry.
Talk about a growth industry,
but
right?
But it is very, very, very in its early stages. So.
Yeah.
Early
stages.
Anyway, we've got to take
your profits to be high.
Yeah, we got to take a break right now. We're going to come back with Jason Kruger, Signature Analytics, right after these announcements. Hang on. All right, we're going to get smart. Richard likes that song. We're back with
Jason.
Missed it by that much.
Missed it by that much.
We're back with Jason Kruger with Signature Analytics, who never misses it. Obviously, growth industry. How many people working with you now, Jason?
We have, I believe, somewhere around 60 individuals right now.
Wow.
Yeah, see, when we started, it was like Jason and his wife. And
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's about it. Anyway.
It was, yeah.
Hey, Jason, I got to scoot a little bit early, but I'm going to ask my last question, and then you and Joe can wrap up. We want to do the show here in October because we're 2 months away from year end. And I know you can't really change history when you got a year end coming up, but certainly we got a new year on the horizon. And I think it's a great time for companies to look at what they're doing with policy practice, procedure, the culture, and what they want to do on a forward-looking basis once they've got their house cleaned up. Do you guys do anything special with year end or start of year?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this is a crucial time to, you know, really get things in order so that you can hit next year with a bang. You know, the most important area that we want to understand is what is the company, what is management, what are the goals of what they're trying to accomplish? What do they want to do with this business? Based on those goals, we can then develop metrics or ways to track the business to really provide value to meet those goals. So an example would be if the company says, I want to sell the business in 3 to 5 years. Well, let's make sure we understand the industry they're in, how the business is valued. Is it valued on a multiple of revenue, a multiple of an EBITDA? And then let's develop metrics that will track those goals over time that we can that will basically improve those metrics. So improving profitability, those types of things. Budgeting and forecasting is imperative. So if you're looking to continue to grow your business and you need to understand and you want to understand how you want to use those funds and your cash flows, budgeting for that is very important, and forecasting the cash flows that go along with that is extremely important as well.
As well as relationships with capital providers, maybe you can touch on that. You know, banks, financial institutions, venture capital funds, and so on.
Right. Yeah, this is a great time. Also, banks are going to be looking for annual financial information, interim financial information. So driving that process, making sure they have the appropriate information, the bank has the appropriate information to make a decision on moving forward. And then the last thing that we want to do is drive the tax planning process. We don't provide tax services, but we will drive the process to make sure that our clients' tax advisors are being proactive and that they get what they need to take advantage of tax planning strategies.
Wonderful. Well, Richard had to split right there, so I know he's off to another event, so it's just you and I, Jason, at this point. But the thing I like about your website is there's a lot of case studies and testimonials from clients. And now there are some logos along the bottom. Mm-hmm. Are we permitted to? I mean, they're obviously public information.
Yeah, we could. I'm sure we can talk about that. Let me see how current they are.
Let's see Vavi.
Yeah, so we got obviously Vavi is a big name in town. Connect, the organization, that really drives business growth in town.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Times is a brewery in town that we certainly work with.
Mm-hmm.
Explora Biolabs is another one. So those are those are just a sample of some of the companies that we work with in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. So some of the case studies, well, let's see, your clients, for the listener's benefit, your typical client has revenues between $3 million and $100 million, right? About 90% of them?
Yep. Yeah. In fact, our sweet spot really is what we say is $5 to $50
million. Mm-hmm.
We do work with some that are smaller, obviously, and some that are larger.
Mm-hmm.
The key criteria is, do they want to grow their business? And if they do, then they'll see value in what we provide.
Mm-hmm. And 60% have at least one internal accountant, right?
Yep. Yeah. So again, we're not taking over the entire accounting function in most cases. In most cases, we're augmenting what the company already has in place,
mm-hmm.
and really developing a process and a team approach at a cost point that makes sense for the business.
Mm-hmm. And then the owner acting as CFO, that happens at about 75% of your clients, right? I didn't know.
Yeah, meaning they don't have a CFO, right?
Right.
So the owner or the CEO is acting as the CFO by default. Sometimes they're qualified to do that. Sometimes they'll readily admit that they're not, and that's why we'll certainly work with them.
All right, so How about one great turnaround case where you went in there and the books in the county was chaotic and you guys just went in there and dove in and fixed them up? You have anybody tell
yeah,
us?
Yeah, I mean, one that comes to mind off the top of my head is actually a brewery. It's not it is not Modern Times. Uh-huh. It's a different one.
Okay.
That's the case study is about that brewery on our website. Mm-hmm. And really they had, you know, at the beginning, they had a lack of understanding of their financial situation. Mm-hmm. They had a limited understanding of the margins on the different brews that they were producing.
Mm-hmm.
Breweries are essentially manufacturing type businesses. They're manufacturing beer.
Mm-hmm.
Each brew or type of beer costs a different amount to make and is sold at different price points.
Mm.
So having an understanding as to the profitability on each type of beer that mm-hmm. they were making, Hefeweizen versus a blonde versus mm-hmm. an IPA, gave them visibility as to how they should price their product and which products they should be pushing as well.
Mm.
So through that process, they were able to become more profitable on the same revenues that they were generating in the past. And then from there, they were able to then produce financial information that could be taken to investors and to the bank to support them in gaining the financing that they needed for equipment and for capital moving forward.
Mm. Well, now your experience is growing so much that maybe you could, when people are in business, obviously you've got to form the right team if you're going to be successful and grow. Because so many times, you know, you may have expertise in one particular area to launch a business, whether it's a product or an idea or a concept, but you better bring in financial analysts and marketing analysts and everything else, right?
Right.
Otherwise, you're not going to get off the ground. So.
Yeah, I think the most important part of our company is our people and the experience that they have.
Mm-hmm.
We only bring in and look for the top-notch individuals, people that have the experience, have worked with the larger and the mid-size accounting firms,
mm-hmm.
have exposure to different types of companies. They are CPAs in a lot of cases, but then also have the experience in industry and understanding how companies work from the inside as well. So that those two areas really complement each other. And that's why our team is so successful and are able to provide the services that we do.
Well, if you guys have grown that, you know, in 8 years, you know, to the size that you have and the locations you have, I guess that's testimony to your leadership skills and personality and skills as well. Wouldn't you? I mean, with all humility aside, you have to. I mean, it's leadership, right? And team building, right?
A lot of it is. Sometimes we stand up and pop our heads out of the weeds and pat ourselves on the back, and then uh-huh. the very next day, we're back in the weeds again. And one day at a time, right?
Yeah, nose to the grindstone.
Right. So we have been able to submit and win some awards recently. So we were recently on the number 3 fastest growing company in the San Diego Business Journal.
Mm.
And we also made the Inc. 5000 or Inc. 500 list for fastest growing companies as well. So we're very proud of that.
And of course, your family's growing too. Tell us about your children, right? You've had.
Yeah. So when we started, I think I had, I'm not sure if I had baby one or baby two on the way, but we have a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old, both
uh-huh.
girls,
uh-huh.
18 months apart. So we're in the thick of it.
There you go. Anyways, so any closing thoughts for end of year or as we get into, we only have about a minute left here.
Yeah, I mean, I think just planning and preparedness is the key. Having your financials in order before the end of the year is imperative to taking that next step. And then planning for budgeting and forecasting and tax planning is crucial so that you can take that step. Once the year end, the beginning of the year starts, you got it all. You have your goals in place. And, you know where you're going to go with your business.
There you go. Thank you so much, Jason Kruger, Signature Analytics. We appreciate having you on. Richard, I know you're off to your next event, so great seeing you this week. Thanks to Justin Hart, our board operator, for making us sound terrific, and to Craig Blanking, our con executive, and to Dave Sniff, our programming genius here at KFMB. All these podcasts are commercial-free on iymoney.com. You have a great week. Now we'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.